You're listening to an official podcast of the New York City Church of Christ in Brooklyn, preaching God's word to New York's biggest borough.
So we're going to be continuing on our theme that we actually just started last week of love defined. We're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians 13. Phil last week introduced the idea, and we're going to spend the next couple of weeks tackling each individual thing that the Apostle Paul communicates that love is. Very excited about it. So we're going to start today with the first one. But to do that, let's jump in 1 Corinthians 13 and start in verse 1. It says, "If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith and can move mountains, but I do not have love, I have nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give my body over to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. God does not delight. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails." That's the passage we're going to be studying for the next couple of weeks. And what's really amazing, one of the amazing things about this passage is that each one of these individual things that Paul communicates love is a standalone concept as much as it fits in with everything else. So if he said love is patient and ended there, everything else can be found in patience. If he says love is kind, everything else can be found in love is kind. So as we study each of these things out, I'm excited to kind of get to understand these things. Show this picture. Even more. Another thing about this passage that I think is important for us to acknowledge is that I think sometimes we see and hear love, and our first thought goes to romance. Paul is not talking about romance at all. In fact, the scenario here is that the men inside the church in Corinth had conflict that Paul heard about, and he writes this letter telling them, hey, like, this is why you should no longer have issues with each other. So this passage falls, which is why so much of the things you bring up, like, hey, don't boast, don't be envy, don't. People were actually like keeping physical copies of the wrong that was done to them within the church communities. And so Paul is, this is commended in the middle of church members that had issues with each other, which I think gives us additional insight on what's going to be going on. The first thing that Paul does, he explains that love, he identifies love as the most excellent way, and that it's a factor that gives purpose to all other Christian behavior. And the very first thing that he says is love is patient. Love is patient. I am willing to bet a large sum of Mike Hidalgo's money that at least half of us in this room had our patience tested today. If you had to get kids ready for today's service, if you have kids, period, your patience was most likely tested today. It's funny how marriage conflicts tends to happen on Sundays. It's just I'm looking for the scripture that communicates why that is. It seems like just all of a sudden, a week's worth of just like, I thought we were fine, and then Sunday becomes this day, right, Mike? Yeah, this day of like, if you took the bus or train to get here today, or take the bus or train, period, your patience has probably been tested. If you drove, sometimes I'm convinced that people actually aren't going anywhere. They're just in the car driving like a video game simulation to make my commute more difficult. I think the reason that Jesus had to exist when he did and not now is because if he had to drive in Brooklyn traffic, he might not have been, I don't know. It's just different. It's a different scenario out here. And then the government steals an hour of my sleep. On top of all of that, it's just like where'd it go? Where's that hour? our patience is constantly being tested. Today, yesterday, I guarantee you tomorrow it's going to be tested as well. Delays in anything drive us absolutely, like, the package said I was going to be here today. Well, it's today. Where's my package? It's just like, where's my coffee? Where's the thing that's in my routine that's not here right now? And it's just like, our entire, like, we just become these animals when our routines are broken. Or a person getting underneath your skin, a coworker, a family member, someone that you just like, they come in the room and it's like, I know my patient is going to be tested by this person. Where's my W-2? They keep asking for my money, and now I need stuff back, and now I'm like, oh, there's some delays in the system, da 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 da. Where's my refund? Where's my money? I bought $28 worth of short rib from this local grocery store a little while ago, and the lady rang up $280. And I remember, like, it came up on the thing, and I was like, oh, maybe the dots are wrong. And then when the receipt came out, I was like, miss, it's $208. And then she tried to, like, somehow not make a big deal out of it. That's, if my math is correct, that's a whole 10 multiple more. And I just remember feeling like, even though I'm going to get my money back, it was just kind of this, like, this entitlement. Like, that's you can't touch what's mine. And my patience was tested. Look, biblically, the Bible, as far as it falls within the language that was spoken in Scripture, patience is a long-suffering where you deliberately withhold anger. That's every time the patience is mentioned in the Bible, it's communicating a prolonged suffering when you have the option to retaliate with anger, but you choose not to. Man. Love is patient. The lack of patience has gotten a lot of people in trouble and put them in very bad situations. In Genesis 25, Esau hands over his birthright because he was hungry and he wasn't willing to wait for food. The trajectory of Israelite culture is now completely switched because Esau wasn't ready to be patient. In Exodus 22, the Israelites form an idol out of the gold that God gave them because they weren't willing to wait for Moses to come down from Mount Sinai. But you know what? It's been a while. Let's create a new God and worship that God. In Numbers 20, Moses is impatient with the same Israelites. And God says, Moses, just go talk to the rock and water will come out again. But no, I'm upset. And he hits the rock. And because of this, Moses never gets an angel that promises him. 1 Samuel 16, Samuel literally divinely gets fired from his position as king because he's unwilling to wait for Samuel to be there so he can do this. God said, do this, wait for Samuel. I was like, no, it's okay, I'm going to do it right now, instead. And for his lack of patience, that's why David comes in the picture. Because Saul got fired because of his lack of patience. The entire book of Hebrews, the entire thing, is written to a Jewish community that was tired of waiting for Jesus to return. Mm. The entire narrative of that book is communicating, hey guys, like, take it easy. I know you thought it was coming tomorrow, and tomorrow's here, but just hang in there. The entire book. Our lives can take horrible, horrible turns when we try and bypass God's plan. When for our concern about our time and our desires and our wants, when we don't get things that we want, we try and get a faster route to it. There's real life, real spiritual, really internal consequences attached to that. Love is patient. And it makes sense because God is patient. We got Romans 9. Romans 9, verse 19. Romans 9:19. Does one of you will say to me, then why does God still blame us? For who is able to resist his will? But who are you, a human being, to talk back to God?
So what does formed say to the one who formed it? Why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right? Sorry. Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for special purposes and some for common use? What if God, although choosing to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with great patience the objects of his wrath prepared for destruction? What if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of mercy, whom he had prepared in advance for glory, even us, whom he also called, not only for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles? Paul's argument here is, listen, man, you got to be careful when you demand answers from God, as if he didn't create you in your mother's womb. And remember that God despises sin. God absolutely hates, despises sin. And the fullness of God's wrath is going to be shown on sin. But yet, here you are. God absolutely despises sin. And here, an auditorium filled with sinners, we have an opportunity to receive his mercy and grace and love and adoration because he is incredibly patient. Think about it. In the times that we do things conflicting to his will, it's not just a disappointed father looking at their child that made a mistake. Our sin is completely the opposite of who God is. It angers him to the point of like, I mean, God's love is amazing. God's wrath is next level. And the location of his wrath is sin, and we sin this way. But we're here, alive, learning about who God is. And God is still merciful and still patient. God is incredibly patient. 2 Peter 3. Second Peter 3:8 says, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. God wants everyone. The proud, the liars, the impure, the manipulators, the insecure, the overconfident, all of our flaws and blatant disrespect towards him. And he chooses to be patient with us and desire a relationship worthy of the sacrifice of his son. Even though you haven't taken him as seriously as you need to, God is patient. Even though you have short sell the gospel, God is patient. Even though I in my best effort consistently fall short, God is patient. Imagine a judge that treated us the way that God does. It would drive us crazy. We would look at him and you're not doing your job. Because if you let's say something like lying. Let's say it's not lying to you don't lie, and what did this guy do that was on the other day? Congress. Well, he lied too. Lying to Congress has very different repercussions than lying to your math teacher. But let's say you went to court for lying to your math teacher. The judge would know, okay, come on, stop lying. But if you accumulate every single time you lie, and present this to an earthly judge, it's like, you're a liar. And God, aware of every single time you have messed up, I'll forgive you as long as you just try and stay in me. That patience is otherworldly. Because we're not built to think that way. Three strikes, if you're Nigerian, a strike and a half. It's just different. We think about things like, I'm not going to let you take advantage of it. There's a certain level of, okay, sure, you messed up, it's all good, but I'm not going to forget that. And then, God forbid it happens again, and that will separate ourselves from that person. God tries to draw closer the more we pull away from him. It's an absurd concept, but God is patient. God wants everybody. Because imagine if God wasn't patient. Just imagine for a second if this wasn't a characteristic that he had. I tell you, we're not here now. We're probably not here past the day after Adam. So God is, he's patient. I think he's aware logically that he has to be. Because if he chooses not to, the whole thing collapses. But it's important to me, God is incredibly, incredibly patient. Here's why. In verse 15 of 2 Peter 3, it says, bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote to you in the wisdom that God gave him. God's patience allows us to be saved. Again, conceptually, you know, sure, it doesn't even make sense. But just if you just think about how profound that is for a second, I don't think it's fair to rank God's attributes, because God is God and everything about God is perfect and number one on any list. But if he wasn't patient, everything about him collapses. His mercy and grace and forgiveness and power and oneness in his family, all of that stuff goes away. Because once you mess up, with him not being patient, salvation is gone. It's not even an option. But God is patient, and as a result of that, we have an opportunity to reach salvation. 1 Corinthians 13 is talking about relational love. It's very much talking about the relationship between people. But patience as a concept, I think, is an important discussion. Because again, I think maybe it's not with people, but with situations. How do you respond when things don't go your way? Like when you have a plan, when you have a vision, and you prayed about it, you thought it, got a lot of input, and if something doesn't go the way you want it to go, it's not a person now. It's just an environment that you now have to be patient in. Remember a while ago I shared that story about me going to the wrong airport? So many other things happened on this trip. It wasn't just me, wrong airport. When we got to Florida, initially this was supposed to be, actually Hannah and I were supposed to go to Jamaica, just the two of us. But then we figured, you know, let's bring Lucas, you know, trying to save money, and whatever. Those wise decisions that someone helped you make. But the plan was to go to Jamaica, to like a resort. Hey, we're gonna get, someone's gonna cook food for us, I don't have to do laundry, it's gonna be amazing. We end up, sure, let's say downgrading the vacation a little bit. And in my attempt now that I'm already kinda on this save money thing, I went hard trying to save money. Like, okay, if we're not gonna go to Jamaica, fine, I'm not gonna spend any money. I'm gonna find a hotel that like is barely a hotel. We're trying to save money, right? Cool. So I found something that the photos actually were like we're not that bad. It was I won't say the brand of the hotel, but it's kind of worked there. The photos look fine. The reviews were okay. And as we're pulling up, all of the patients that Hannah had I guess worn through during the whole like wrong airport thing, the look on her face of like I don't like this hotel was becoming very like I can feel it on this side of my this side of my head. And our son, who at this point literally just knows he can say yes, no, mom, dad, milk, and some of his like the characters on the shows that you're watching, walks in the hotel and you can play the video.
It's there.
Tell me about this room.
Preacher.
Oh my gosh. That is hilarious. That is hilarious.
That's hilarious. He just walked in the room and no one asked him. He just said, this is an amazing room. It's amazing. Amazing room. Every single time we got back into the room, he said, like, I have so many videos of every, we'll go eat and come back to the same room. Like, you saw this, you know, 13 minutes ago. It's an amazing room. I think, honestly, like, his like, illogical joy completely rearranged how Hannah felt about that entire trip. Because here's this kid who's like, oh, that's not my room that we live in. This is a whole different room. I get to stay in the same room with mom and dad. There's a TV in my room. It's like, this is amazing. Sure, the adults in their wisdom and experience were like, oh no, like maybe we could. And this child was so over, he learned a new word on the spot. Because patience it's not waiting. Patience is the attitude you choose to take on in situations when you don't get what you want. When you're required to wait, patience is what God requires of you. Which is why the Bible will talk about wait patiently and not just wait. Because there's just because you're waiting doesn't mean you're patient.
That's amazing.
Just like that train you waited for. You weren't patient with the train and you can see it on your face and your whole aura. But patience is the attitude. Patience that is therefore not affected by time. Because it's a decision rather than a reaction. It's a decision to look for God and His plan, even when things don't go according to you. It's got nothing to do with having to wait for a certain. It's got nothing to do with the thing that you're patiently waiting for even happening. It's got nothing to do with any outcome other than what has God promised. Phil talked about a couple weeks ago, Noah having to wait 100 years for the rain to start. That's ridiculous. Because then in the spectrum of any problem you've ever had, it's not 100 years. It's not. So we read the scripture and we look at Noah at the point of receiving that information, and we expect him to hold out. Because we know the rain coming. So when God promises something, we should believe in that promise. And not grumble through the right now for that promise being presented time. Again, patience is not waiting. It is an attitude. Romans 8:28 explains this even further.
Thank you.
Romans 8:28 reads, moment. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. So in all things, in every single outcome ever, if you love God and are holding to God's commands, He has figured out a divine path to make every single outcome you have ever experienced work for your good.
Amen.
That means all the failures. That means all the short. Now let me clarify this by something. There are times that we're in bad situations because of our sin, and God still is able to not waste anything. If we focus on Him. But when you're actually trying, even when things go wrong, God is, I imagine like, it's like a sound engineer behind the booth, someone that can't sing. Yeah. And they're like trying to like constantly like make adjustments to make the song sound good. Like God is constantly, with every pitch that we get wrong, every word that we sing incorrectly, He's making adjustments to end up with an amazing song at the end of the day. He's constantly at work. It may not feel like it, because you're on the other side of the glass. But the reality is that God is, without fail, constantly working for our good. Which is why patience makes sense. Because if that wasn't the case, if it wasn't presented that clearly in Scripture that God is working on our behalf, we're almost then a little bit justified to feel like, well, God may not have my back here. But because it says he does with everything, every victory, every end, and every complete, we blew it. God is working for your good in all things. All you have to do is love him and be patient. Patience is also not just bottling anger until you find the moment to release it or vent. I think sometimes people would like, we think we're patient, we just have a good masking technique. Or we wait till we get home. Or we wait till a loved one pushes a button that we let our coworker slide. Because I'm sorry, I'm trying to take it out on you. I just had a rough. You're not patient in that moment, impatient. You're just pretending. Patience isn't a storage of pain and hardship and failure and discouragement that one day God is going to alleviate some way. No, patience is like, I'm going to have to choose to be unbothered. Because in all things, God works for my good. Which is, again, I think we have to be careful. Honestly, when Phil said, can you do patience? I'm like, that's not easy. Everyone's patient. No, not at all. We're just impatient people. And again, even when we try to market things in a way that seems like, because that's not how God is reacting. God isn't storing all the times that we've messed up, waiting for, okay, now I'm going to release it all, and not at all. God's willing to eliminate it from existence. Like, I will never treat you the way your sins communicate that I should treat you. Never. Just love. Just stay in me. Because God is patient. Impatience communicates that you think you could have done it better. When we live in the attitude of impatience, logically what all you're communicating is that you had a better plan. You could have ran the ship better. And the ship sinks when we run it. So just the sound logic of this is that impatience doesn't make sense to God. God's confused by our impatience. Because he knows that he's got the answer and he's got the solution and he's got the outcome we're actually looking for. Maybe you're here today and you're waiting for something. And you feel like you've been waiting for this thing for a long time. I would say, stop waiting and be patient. Because in your wait, you might be trying to force it. You might be like looking for loopholes. Like how can I get some sort of supplement of that thing now that I really want this thing? Patience says, I'm just going to trust God here. And trusting God means doing what God says you should do. Maybe it's what looking for a relationship, or maybe it's patience within a relationship, or your job, or health, or family, or all of every interaction ever. Maybe instead of waiting, we should be patient. Now, if good things come to those who wait, I would say God things come to those who are patient. We can force good things to happen. But by no means is this a Bible study that communicates that if you are impatient, nothing good will happen in your life. I don't think that's the case at all. But what the world presents as good often goes bad very fast. Very, very fast. But God presents his gifts and his life and his promises to those that are patient. Now, this is all us and God, and us and the concept of patience in general. Now, what about people? What about relational? If you look at Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, 3 from verse 1. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love, make every effort to keep the unity of spirit through the bond of peace. So in verse 2, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. So after understanding how much patience God shows us, after understanding the logically incorrect nature of acting out of patience, what we're reminded here is that in our relationships with each other, we need to be patient with each other. I think there's probably so much sin can happen in our conversations and relationships from a deliberate withholding of love. And that withholding, I think, very often comes through a break of patience, where maybe you gave someone a chance, and maybe they just let you down. Maybe you put your heart out there, and the response is pain and hurt, frustration. When you factor in God's patience with us, what this passage is communicating is that be patient and bear with each other in love. There's not too much hidden in this passage. It's just a plain instruction that the community of Christians that existed in the church of Ephesus and in Brooklyn, New York in 2019, this should be a safe place where patience is so obvious. That means that within your household, within how you respond to your spouse, how you speak to your kids, how we interact with each other. If there's a grudge from the past because of an instance of impatience that's now led to a lapse in love right now, be patient with each other. Bear with each other in love. That's how this connects to the one another. But it all has to be filtered through, look what God has done with us. Look what God has done with me. How can I possibly justify not bearing with someone else's sin when I look at how much of my sin God is bearing with right now? Be patient. Colossians, but Paul also communicates how difficult this is. Colossians 1. Colossians 1, verse 9. Says, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped. Is that the right thing? Yeah, it is. Okay. It's all right. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding the Spirit gives, so that you might live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you might have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. This is Paul's introduction to the church in Colossae, and what he says here, I think, if you feel a weight of, and being patient is hard, Paul is supporting that right here in verse 11, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you might have great endurance and patience. Paul is literally saying the entirety of the power of the Spirit, all of God's godliness, is required for us to be patient with people. It takes the fullness of who God is. It takes all of the complete love of Jesus Christ, the fullness of it, for us to have endurance and patience with one another. There's so much stuff that you could plug in there that would have been like, it takes all of God's love to present the gospel to the world, or all of God's love to forgive. There's so many things, but the thing that Paul points out here is that in order to be patient with each other, it takes the full measure of God himself. Which makes sense, because God is patient. And he's not patient up until something. He's not patient until you do this. He's not patient only when you do this. God is just patient. So for us, and our relationship with each other, if we're not tapping into the full nature of God's power, the fullness of who God is, And if you're trying to, on your own, figure out the schematics of how can I personalize and customize this in a way that hurts me less, it will not be patience. It might be hanging in there. It might be waiting for something. It might be a ticking time bomb until something clicks and you snap. But the only way that we can attain this level of patience, which is commanded by God, is for us to tap into the full measure of who God is.
Amen.
That means obeying God's word. That means staying connected in prayer. That means living a life according to the instructions that God's put in your life. Because if you're not, then you're using a trial period, or like a trial test or something, on a job that requires the entire program. It's not going to work. It's impossible. It's impossible for humans to be patient the way that God asks us to without tapping into God's power. Which is why the impatient is so difficult. But it's also encouraging to know that God is working with us on this. He's not just leaving us out to dry, but you know, figure it out. No. You need me. You need to be in God. You need to be in God's word, in communication with God, in God's will. And if you do that, not saying patience will be made easier, it will be made possible. You'll finally have an opportunity to be patient if we connect to God's power, which then means that patience is extremely powerful. If it takes all of God for us to show patience, there's a lot of power in patience. You can change someone's perception of the entire world by how you choose to be patient. When Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you, by this all men will know you're my disciples, maybe he was talking about patience. Maybe he's talking about the way that we interact at times when we don't get what we want from each other. That's going to tip the world off. Something divine is happening. Something supernatural is happening in this church where people that commit themselves to this God have chosen to be patient even when they see no tangible right here, right now results for them. That's the power of God. And God is aware of your patience. It takes all of it. God knows that you're being patient. It probably reminds him of Jesus when we choose to be patient. It's probably like, yeah, that's like, I imagine a proud father, like, looking at us in moments when the world will retaliate. And we don't bottle, we don't turtle up, we just, you know what? I'm going to trust God's plan. That attitude, I'm going to trust God's plan when the world is saying something different, that's Jesus at Gethsemane. That's Jesus in front of the crowd, in front of the Sanhedrin, on the cross. When we choose to be patient, it's probably the closest we'll get to the complete character of Jesus Christ. Patience is powerful. And it's also very difficult. But it's ultimately God's plan for us to see his will. Because just like how everything collapses if God is not patient, if we're not patient, we never stick around long enough to see God. We just won't. You might go through emotions. You might never physically leave. But if your heart has given up on the patience required to stay faithful to the return of Christ, you just won't see it. Everything comes down to, are you patient? Listen, God is, and choose to bear with us. So we could probably go after bearing with each other. We can go after bearing with circumstance and the MTA and co-workers and family members that get under our skin and children that don't listen when they need to listen and spouses that don't get what you're trying to say and financial hardship and trial and tribulations. And all of these things, because patience isn't about waiting, it's not about time. It's about focus on God and his will. And when we do that, the rest of this God is, the love is stuff makes sense. Because you're not going to get to kindness if you're not patient first. You're not going to get to any, love never fails. And you're going to get to never failing if you're impatient. So all, I'm not going to present that the order of how Paul presents this is a divine order in any way, but logically, You can't get anywhere with God without patience. So please be patient with me. Please be patient with each other. No matter how much God's patience towards us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast of the New York City Church of Christ in Brooklyn. For more information about our church, visit bkchurch.com.